This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Justice Department said on Monday it would work toward providing families of victims of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks with more information about events leading up to the attacks as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. It follows longstanding criticism from relatives of those killed, accusing the U.S. government of withholding crucial details from them. Almost 2,000 families, victims, and first responders objected in a letter last week to President Joe Biden's attendance at September 11th memorial events if key documents remain classified. The Saudi government has long denied any connection to the attacks, which killed thousands of Americans. U.S. officials have investigated ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but have not established that its government was directly involved. North Korea has condemned U.S.-South Korea military exercises that begin this week, saying the drills show the need for Pyongyang to develop more of its own military capabilities. The South Korean news agency said the U.S. and South Korea on Tuesday kicked off preliminary training ahead of the annual summer military drills. The exercises are being scaled back because of the coronavirus pandemic, caution against upsetting North Korea, which recently hinted it is interested in dialogue with South Korea. But the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said on Tuesday that Pyongyang views the exercises as an act of aggression, no matter what size or form they take. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A Haitian justice official has told AP that he has selected a judge to oversee the case of the slaying of President Jovenel Moïse in July. The decision comes amid concerns over death threats and demands for additional security. Magistrate Bernard Saint-Ville said Monday that Matthew Chanlat will be in charge of overseeing proceedings involving the murder of the president July 7th. The magistrate said last week that he had requested extra security measures as he prepared to select the judge to oversee the case. Death threats are especially common in high-profile slayings in Haiti. Several court clerks probing the president's assassination have already gone into hiding. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held a productive call on Monday about immigration, the U.S.-Mexico border, and the battle against COVID-19. A senior U.S. official said before the call that Washington was planning to send more COVID-19 vaccines to Mexico, potentially from multiple manufacturers, including Moderna and AstraZeneca. The official says the U.S. has already lent a few million vaccine doses to Mexico and would be sharing more with it than any other country, reflecting the importance it attached to the bilateral relationship. Authorities in West Africa have confirmed the region's first known case of Marburg virus after at least one person in Guinea died of the hemorrhagic fever disease. The World Health Organization said that efforts were underway to track down everyone who might have come into contact with the sick person. The Marburg case was reported in the same part of Guinea where the 2014 to 2016 Ebola epidemic started and ultimately killed at least 11,325 people. The two viruses belong to the same family, and both are spread through bodily fluids. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Monday against travel to Israel, France, Thailand, Iceland, and several other countries because of a rising number of COVID-19 in those cases. The CDC has been adding its highest level 4 COVID-19 level as cases spread around the globe. The United States added Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza, along with other places, including Aruba and French Polynesia. In July, the CDC had raised concerns about Israel and the Palestinian territories, lifting its travel health notice by 2 levels to level 3. The CDC also hiked alert levels to level 3 for Austria, Croatia, El Salvador, Azerbaijan, Guam, Kenya, and Jamaica. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.